listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
This week our road trip to the blues is taking us to the big state of Texas. There is just as much history of the blues here as there is in the Mississippi Delta or Chicago. The history goes back as far as the late 1800s, but we're going to start our journey today in the beginning of modern blues as we know it. Aaron T-Bone Walker was born in Linden, Texas in 1910. Linden is in East Texas, about 40 miles northwest of Shreveport, Louisiana. T-Bone is critically acclaimed as an American blues guitarist, singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who was an influential pioneer and innovator of the jump blues and electric blues sound in the mid-50s and early 60s. Muddy Waters in Chicago basically got a lot of the electric blues going there, but long before he was doing that, T-Bone Walker was working with an electric guitar. He was an influence to many blues guitarists, and he wrote songs that have been covered by countless others, including Stormy Monday, which the Allman Brothers brought to popularity on their At the Fillmore East album in 1971. T-Bone Walker was also the first artist and band leader to front a guitar in an orchestra setting, such as current-day Brian Setzer, formerly of the Stray Cats, has done with his orchestra. We're going to hear two songs of T-Bone Walker's, The Hustle Is On and I Got the Blues. T-Bone Walker, here on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thank you.
Sometimes I sing the blues when I know I should be praying. Sometimes I sing the blues when I know I should be praying. For I share the world's troubles is why I feel this way. I wake up some morning, feel like I wanna cry. I begin to sing the blues, yes, to ease my weary mind. I was born with emotions, and a song was in my soul. The other parts of my story, it may never be told. If I only knew when my trouble would end. Knew when my troubles would end. I'd kiss bad luck goodbye and start all over again.
Another Texas blues man whose influence was T-Bone Walker, who we just heard, was Johnny Clyde Copeland. He was known as the ambassador of the blues at one time. He went by the Texas Twister. He actually won Grammy Award for one album and the coveted W.C. Handy Awards for another at one time. Copeland learned guitar from another Texan named Joe Guitar Hughes, who was out of the Houston area. We're going to hear two songs right now, one by Johnny Copeland, entitled Flying High, followed by If You Want to See the Blues by Joe Guitar Hughes.
Going my way. No one gonna wanna see the blues. Just take a look at me. If you wanna see the blues now, people, all you got to do is just take a look at me. I lost my woman, my friend, and my dog. Just how unlucky can one man be? I just walked down the street, y'all. Trouble just seemed to come my way. Walk right down the street, y'all. Trouble seems to come my way. I got picked up and I got locked up because I look like somebody else, they say.
Texas has as many musicians hailing a Texas blues sound as big as the state itself is. Most of the listeners are familiar with some of the mainstream blues icons such as Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Johnny and Edgar Winter, Janis Joplin, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, and the new artists on the scene, Gary Clark Jr. We'll be covering these artists in up-and-coming shows, but I want to introduce you to some of the few unsung heroes of the Texas scene that either were or still are an influence to the pre-mentioned familiars. We're going to hear now from one of the amazing bluesmen who played a Fender Telecaster and often capoed his guitar up in the 7th and 9th fret, which you wouldn't believe when you heard him. There's a little tidbit for all of you guitarists out there. He was a working man as well. He drove and maintained his own tour bus, and he helped many younger blues musicians along the way and hired them to play in his band. We're talking about the one and only master of the Telecaster, Albert Collins. The New York Times reported in his obituary, November 25th, 1993 issue, "Mr. Collins made his reputation by combining savage, unpredictable improvisations with an immediately identifiable tone, cold and pure. His shows were often wild rides, intense performances that burst with his almost endless imagination. He was a master of the ecstatic moment and made use of his imagination, the volume of his playing, and his chilly sound. Jimi Hendrix said this about Collins. "There's one cat I'm still trying to get across to people," Hendrix said. "His name is Albert Collins. He's good, really good." We're going to hear two tunes from Albert Collins' Grammy-nominated album on the Chicago Alligator label, Cold Snap. First will be Cash Talkin', followed by Too Many Dirty Dishes. Albert Collins on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Well, I walked down to my bank just to see what I could see. I asked the man behind the desk, I said, "Is there the money for me?" Now he didn't know just what to say. I said, "I need that money in a terrible way." Now he didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. He just shook my hand and showed me the door. Oh Lord, the blues is killing me. And it bothers my mind. She runs to the store and she buys on time. TVs, radio, stereos, and I got all kind of prints of phones. But one of these days, y'all, I think they all gonna be gone. My baby needs clothes, my wife needs a car. It's a wonder, y'all, I got this for. Landlord knocking and he wants some rent. Now I'm looking for the money that my wife just spent. Hold on. Blues is killing me. Hold on, hold on, hold on. The blues is killing me. Tell you. And the rich stay rich, and I'm right here in the middle. Now ain't that a barely getting by makes me mean. Cost of politician, I'm paying a living real clean. Step down, Mr. Politician, and live like I do. I want you to know the working man blue. Oh no, oh no, no. These blues is killing me.
Being poor. I say it's a
in the sink for just us two. I said too many dirty dishes in the sink for just us two. You got me wondering, baby, who's making dirty dishes with you? I get up and go to work in the morning. I come right home at night. When I leave, the sink is empty. When I come back home, she got them stacked up on her side. Too many dirty dishes in the sink, just for us two. Well, you got me wondering, baby, who's making dirty dishes with you? Look at this kitchen. Pots and pans everywhere. That's pitiful. Look at all these glasses laying all up on the sink. Well, it looks like she done had a party up in here, too. You wait till I see this woman when she get home. That glass over there got a little cigar in it or something. I don't even smoke no cigars. Serving caviar. Oh, you meeting on caviar? What's wrong with this woman? Oh, these pots. Let me run me some water right here. Yeah, now you wait till I see this woman when she get home. Pots and pans all stacked up there. Yeah, there's a pot. Let me scrape this pot out of here. Oh, it's pitiful. I don't know why this woman come in here having a party and I'm at work. Getting all this stuff under my fingernail. Run some more water in here. Yeah, now I can wash these glasses. I'm gonna wash them up first. Right, this woman. Yeah, that's pretty clean now, though. Yeah, now I got all this. Now I gotta work on these pots a little bit more. It makes me so mad, I don't know what to do. Thought I was a husband instead of a maid. Like old red chili or something, all done got dried up on these pots. You'll never fix me none of this good food. You wait till that woman get home when I'm scraping all these pots and stuff. I've done your dirty dishes. How much am I supposed to take? When I left, I had cornflakes for breakfast. Now there's a bone from a T-bone steak. Too many dirty dishes in the sink for just us two. You got me wondering, baby, who in the hell making dirty dishes? We'll be right back.
One last little bit of information for you guitar players out there. Albert Collins would often use a 100-foot guitar cable plugged directly into his quad reverb amp. One time he walked right out all the way to the back of the crowd, went outside, went to a pizza parlor, ordered a pizza while he was still playing. The Texas Blues of Albert Collins.